Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman wants to filter out white boys on Tinder. Someone tells her to get knocked up by Tyrone and put a photo of the kid in her dating profile, and that'll filter out the white boys good. But why do you think she doesn't want white boys? Maybe she already has a African but doesn't want to put him in the profile. Maybe she loves large purple eggplants. Maybe she's racist and was taught to hate her own race. She should go date a magnet because there would definitely be an attraction. Up next, only 15% of women show interest in men that are 5'8" on dating apps. So I guess it's over for 50 to 60% of the male population. Maybe only 15% of men should only date women who are 150 pounds or less. If they have preferences, then so can we. It's also a good thing that the dating apps are dying. The average guy isn't using them anymore because it's a game you can't win. You can't compete with the top 1 or 2% of Chad Rones out there. Number 3, now women are using our manosphere language. Anna says that men who rode the kitty cat carousel for a decade think they're entitled to settle down with an 18-year-old virgin. When a woman insults men in general, it's annoying. Because first she thinks that we have male in-group preference, so we'll take something like this personally. Copying male criticism of women and turning it around on us is boring. The only women I respect anymore are the creative ones. Moving on is Spooky Mom, and she's screaming because she's a single mother. And the guy she's been dating for 6 months dumped her, because he doesn't want to be a stepdad. He wants to have kids of his own one day and not be a mixed family. Did he lead her on, or was he trying to figure out what he wanted? Some guys are super thirsty and sleep with single moms, and once they get sex out of their system, they sober up and leave. I feel bad for those kids. They'll end up suffering the most. Number 5, you think you got a really cool tattoo until you realize that Mario will be fapping you off for the rest of your life. It looks like Mario has two right hands. Maybe they made the mistake because they took some magic mushrooms at the time. It's the wrong arm genius. Most people are dumb for getting tattoos in the first place, especially the ones with tons of color because they fade a lot faster. The person getting this turned himself into a walking ad for Nintendo. Up next, for women, wanting kids sooner is better because 90% of women's eggs are gone by the age of 30. No eggs, empty egg carton. Looks like feminism has made women think that they can hit snooze on their biological clocks. Women are too busy riding the rooster roller coaster and getting edumacated to have kids these days. Aborted fetuses also have millions of eggs. Looks like men will have plenty of material to have sons one day using artificial wombs in the future. Number 7, London falls out of the top 5 wealthiest cities in the world as millionaires flee the capital. Soon it'll be full of nothing but poor Jeets and Mohammeds. You don't need to be a millionaire to flee London. You just need a room temperature IQ. Soon it's going to become the United Kingdom of Islam. You simply can't have a first world nation with a third world population. Millionaires are leaving for Dubai, Singapore, Miami, and Monaco. Places that keep the undesirables out. Moving on, if you thought that was bad, well, Muslims in the UK are now going on social media calling for a ban on dogs. Now I understand why in Eastern Europe they just let stray dogs wander everywhere. It's to keep the Mohammeds from wanting to live there. If the white folks in the UK want to keep their country, maybe it's time to flood the country with strays. And if the Mohammeds hurt any of them, just get PETA and the animal welfare people against them. Number 9, a woman's rich boyfriend gave her a lavish lifestyle, but stopped once they broke up, and she says that's abuse. Because he gave her that lifestyle and he took it away. I guess she wants the goodies women get in divorce court like alimony without the marriage. Just you wait one day, the courts will force ex-boyfriends to keep giving women the lifestyles that they're accustomed to. Women seem to think that if they give you one Hummer, you owe them money forever. Up next, this woman says that a black guy asked her out, so it means she needs to hit the gym. That's racist. She should give the black man a chance. Stop being so brotherphobic. I love how this story is unintentionally funny, and I guess she learned her lesson. Hopefully asked her out in front of her friends and coworkers and embarrassed her further. Looks like you better slim down, baby. Number 11, maybe that woman would have changed her mind if an ancient Greek guy asked her out. Don't you know that apparently the original Greeks were black? We was Spartans and sheet. The delusions keep getting worse and worse. I think the better question to ask at this point is, what civilization wasn't built by black people? I'm still waiting for a plot twist where all the unsuccessful African tribes were all originally white folks. Moving on, we have another one. This woman says that her daughter was born in January, and they're a package deal, and she's ready to settle down at 20. I have a strange question. What's the background of the father? She's probably just hoping that her daughter becomes another Doja Cat. Until all cucks and simps stop falling for bait like this, this will continue. She's ready to settle down. Beta males rejoice because your time has finally come. Number 13, I think I found one of those betas. He's a Somali migrant and he allegedly tried raping a woman in labor in a Roman hospital. Somalia is literally a failed state, and what do you think Somalis are going to do to Rome? It'll no longer be the eternal city once they're done with it. I like how this story says allegedly. It's not like someone invented a new crime just to be anti-immigrant. He was just trying to culturally enrich that baby in her belly before it came out. Up next, looks like even in space, women can't help but do the meme. All the women that went to space on a suborbital flight with Blue Origin were more interested in taking selfies than looking through the window at the Earth. I'm not looking forward to when NASA puts the first woman on the moon and she ruins it by taking tons of selfies. It's just a bunch of rich entitled celebrities going for an expensive ride into space while calling it a mission. Number 15, if women don't get financial benefits from divorce, the divorce rate would drop by 95% overnight. So would the marriage rates, because after all, marriage only benefits the women. If there's no incentive for women to break a marriage contract, they'll never sign it to begin with. But marriage formation is mostly done, because these days women make more money than their husbands. Many young women also won't get married because their potential husbands can't afford to buy houses anymore. Moving on, this guy says this is how you look, Max, as an ugly guy in under 2 weeks. He went from incel to incel with spectacles and facial hair. If this guy's in the West and Indian, then odds are it was over for him before it even began. Unless, of course, he's muscular, 6 feet tall, and makes a ton of money. Otherwise, he went from being a Jeet to being a Pudgeet. In Canada, I've seen tall Indian Rajas getting tons of white women. So it is possible. Number 17, looks like the libtards are at it again. Saying that if all the mega men aged 17 to 50 were deported and replaced by migrants, the crime rate would drop by 70 to 80% with crimes against women and children almost going to zero. Actually, they're gaslighting you, and it would be the opposite. But crime would skyrocket by 700 to 800% at least. But I'm all for this so long as us white folk are all deported to the same place. We could create our own utopia someplace else and keep it closed. Up next, feminists are happy when you help female victims of domestic violence. But they're angry when you help the male victims. Why is that? Why do they hate male victims so much? Could it be because of female-owned group preference? If you say that women can be violent towards men, then women take that as a personal attack. Or maybe it has something to do with women wanting the shelter resources for themselves, and they see men as competition for those funds. Number 19, here's the difference between how women choose their lipstick versus how they choose a good guy. But this isn't true, because they do choose good guys. Just good-looking guys, but not guys that make sense from the standpoint of quality of their character. When women say they want a nice guy, what they really mean is that they want a nice-looking guy. And for the top image, I think the brain is a little bit too large. Moving on, if you're getting divorced and you've been collecting something, she'll fight you in court to take it from you. Here's a couple seen dividing their Beanie Baby collection in court back in the 1990s. The woman, which is on the left, looks more masculine than the man on the right. All this, and a few years later, those Beanie Babies were worthless, because the company producing them flooded the market. You won't see Lego or Bitcoin crashing to zero. Number 21, Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, has almost $350 billion in cash on their balance sheet. Warren is almost dead now and has become incoherent, and all that money is getting wrecked through inflation. This meme of him saying to buy when there's blood on the streets is the best. He says to buy, but he's not buying. He could have bought the COVID crash and saved half of the purchasing power of that cash. Money on your balance sheet is like a giant melting ice cube. Up next, here's the difference between MGTOWs and incels. Incels can't get a relationship no matter how hard they try. And MGTOWs are not concerned with women romantically, and it makes them much happier. I always tell incels to work on their appearance and try and get a girlfriend. Once they do, they'll keep her for a while, and then they'll see that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. And then they'll also go their own way. Number 23, this California mother left her toddler daughter to drown in her upturned car. Well, she drunkenly crashed it into a canal before fleeing and having a bath. I doubt anything will happen to her, especially if she has other kids to take care of. Men get sent to jail for spanking their kids, and judges often pity women like this that do stuff like this. This woman will also get away with it, just like Ted Kennedy. She pulled a Ted Kennedy on her own kid. Moving on, in 1897, Dracula fed on virgins. but in 2019 he died of hunger. I guess there were a lot more virgins back then. He could have survived, but he didn't want to drink the blood of preteens. Even he isn't cruel enough to suck the blood of 8-year-olds. And if you want to know how he made it to 2019, he probably hung around in high schools with Edward Cullen. In the end, he thought it was his lucky day when he found a gay incel, and he just ended up getting HIV and dying. Number 25 and the last one, which one of these would you choose? The rave girl or the homestead girl? It's the same woman in a different costume. I didn't know that rave girls still existed. This one looks like a rave granny. Rave girls evolved into festival slots and just go there for the Instagram pictures. I watched some of the recent performances online from Coachella, and the crowd wasn't enthusiastic at all. I guess those rave grannies aren't taking acid anymore. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.